beauty is the perfect example of a dichotomy in our present day, in my eyes. We, as a species, humans want to be attractive. We want to be seen as beautiful in order to attract a mate so that we can go forth, multiply, spread our genes. This is natural. It's evolution. This is how we work. The issue comes along when there is seen a financial opportunity to exploit the fear and the insecurity of a species, which is what's happening right now. The beauty industry relies on everyone being unsure of themselves or insecure about how they look. We have the media presents an image of beauty to us. This changes very, very quickly, from decades to weeks to days. We don't really even know what is beautiful anymore, except for what we're shown and what we're told. The issue here is that this idea of what is beautiful is presented to us through the media, but backed up financially through the beauty industry. We want to be beautiful, and we want to be like these girls in the magazine, because the beauty industry will get our money if we want it that badly. Fat is a perfect example. Everyone wants to be thinner. There's no lie about it, unless they're obviously very, very, very thin. I'm not sure. It is ironic and it's funny how we want so badly to be thinner all the time, when thin and fat are completely subjective. A size 20 woman, or a woman who was a size 20, who's now a size 12, can still be perceived as fat by a size 6 person. Which is funny, because she's lost a lot of weight. Then why would she be seen as that? Why would she be seen as still fat? She's size 12. You know, it's ironic. And this need and want to be like the women in the magazines, who are seen by the men as being beautiful. And if men's opinion is warped as much as the women's, then what hope have these women who are normal and who are beautiful in their own way, objectively? How are they meant to survive in a world like that? It's a cruel climate for development and for personal development, and one I wish I could have nothing to do with, but unfortunately, I am only human. I myself, despite being an observer of this twisted way everything works, I still succumb to the idea that I am too extremely ugly.